From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre. How do you visit Santa in a pandemic? Of course, climbing on Santa's lap in a crowded mall isn't safe with COVID-19 surging across Alabama, but families and Santa are adapting. WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
In the parking lot of a Pelham Walmart, Santa stands among inflatable Christmas trees. Kids sit on a bench a few feet in front of him while parents snap pictures. Even with this unusual setup, it's hard for some parents to hold back their excitement.
Hi, Santa!
Hello!
Hi!
Liz Paredes stopped by while shopping with her 12-year-old daughter, who has autism.
I'm really glad that we were able to do that because I want to keep that spirit alive for her. And because of the pandemic, we just haven't ventured out.
Many retailers across the South are keeping the traditional Santa appearances alive during the pandemic, albeit with the now ubiquitous safety procedures. Face masks, social distancing. Some keep Santa behind plexiglass or are appointment only. But for those still uneasy, there's another option, one that seems very appropriate this year. Hop on a Zoom for a virtual visit.
Oh my goodness, I'm so happy to see you.
Ed Taylor is the embodiment of Santa. After all, he's portrayed the figure for 17 years, including on TV and in commercials. He's founder of the Worldwide Santa Claus Network, a group for professional Claus performers. He says he's done recorded messages or video chats for more than a decade, but the pandemic has sent demand skyrocketing. This year, he's up to 200 virtual visits and counting.
Now, Oliver.
At the North Pole?
Yes.
That's your home?
Yeah, it's my home. Can you see out my window? Do you see behind me? It's snowing.
The North Pole, in this case, is Taylor's home in Southern Oregon. This year, he's trained Santas across the country how to share the Christmas spirit through a screen. He says in some ways, online is more demanding than seeing kids in a store. That experience is over in a few minutes. On Zoom, Santas often have to find ways to interact with kids for much longer.
I just was on a call and we were making duck sounds and sheep sounds with a two-year-old.
A number of companies offer virtual Santa visits, including Jingle Ring, co-founded this spring by Atlanta entrepreneur Walt Gear with his wife. He hired more than 350 Claus performers and earlier this month took the first call.
It happened at 6 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, and it was a family in Singapore.
Gear says they're hosting calls around the world, around the clock. Virtual visits also allow more options. Parents can choose a Santa of color, a religious-themed conversation, or one in American Sign Language.
I watched one where we had a deaf child on with one of our ASL Santas, and it brought me to tears. And her mom sent me a note afterwards and said, I just want you to know my daughter has never signed with a Santa. You literally made her year.
Birmingham mom Carmen Michael has Santa pictures of her three kids going back to when her oldest, who's now 8, was just an infant sleeping in Santa's lap. But there will be a gap this year. Her family decided to forego the trip to see Santa. After having to quarantine, it didn't seem to be worth the risk.
It was helpful when they weren't upset about it. If they were upset, that would be harder for us, but they really didn't care, luckily.
Instead, Michael says, her kids will write letters to Santa, perhaps the original way to practice social distancing with the jolly old elf. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.
If you've visited Santa this year, we want to know how you did it, and we want to see photos. Tweet us at WBHM or email us news@WBHM.org.